City Council will come back to order. We're going to go through these one by one. Sue, would you please call the vote on S-572? This is the ordinance related to solid waste and recycling rates and charges.
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
I'm going to vote aye, but I do want to underscore that we have a commitment as a council to revisit our new recycling program in October.
Handed out these five amendments to the council, but already so there's the extra ones.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
I appreciate the staff and what you're applying sustainability. You've answered a lot of my questions over the last 2 weeks. Unfortunately, we didn't get the proposal until very late in the process. So I'm still not comfortable voting for this just because I ran out of time to get more answers. I do want to stress that the rates are 79 cents less because of the new system, and that we will be having a public hearing later in the year to review the new system, and if citizens want to change, then that's something that I'm certainly open to. I appreciate the switch to natural gas and compressed natural gas trucks, and I'm still not clear on how that factors into the percentage profit for the haulers, and I'll look forward to the continuing discussion on that, so respectfully, no.
Adams.
Aye. So approved. Can you please read, we're going to take up 573, which is the sewer and drainage rates and charges. Can you please call the vote?
Yes. And excuse me, I do need to read the title. I didn't get to that before.
Well, we read all four, I thought. Go ahead. Read the title.
Okay. Thank you. Revised sewer and drainage rates and charges in accordance with the fiscal year 2012-2013 sewer user rate study. Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
These rates have been scrubbed. They're 0.5 less than what the Budget Advisory Committee proposed, and 1% from what the Citizens Review Committee, the Portland Culture Review Board, proposed. I'm happy the rates are reduced. I hope we will continue to work with those citizen advisory committees so that when things happen towards the end of the process, they're kept fully informed and engaged. I do thank Commissioner Salzman and the mayor for his work on this budget, for their work on this budget. Aye.
Adams.
I'd like to thank Commissioner Salzman for his work on getting the requested increase down significantly from what it was forecasted, and down from even what the Bureau Citizen Advisory Committee suggested. So I'm pleased to vote aye and thank you for your help. So approved. Can you please read the title for item number 574.
Authorize the rates and charges for water and water-related services during the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2012 to June 30, 2013 and fix an effective rate.
Commissioner Leonard.
I'd like to move the amendment that I pass out to council, council copies of which are for this court.
I will second it for purposes of discussion. Can you describe the amendment?
The amendment reduces the, well, I should point out that the same group that Commissioner Fish alluded to that recommended a 0.5% higher rate for BES, recommended a 2.5% higher rate than what this amendment will accomplish. So this would be a 7.6% rate increase as opposed to the 8.1 in the original ordinance.
Second discussion. Discussion, Commissioner Fish?
Discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So before I vote on this amendment, I just want to give Commissioner Leonard a chance to clarify two issues for the record. Today we are poised to vote on the rates, and I want to be clear what is technically before the council in terms of the decision, because we've had some, albeit it's an unusual proceeding, but we've had testimony on LT2, on waivers, on variances, on a lot of history. We've had many hearings on those questions. There are many thoughtful people in the room, but I want to be clear what we have before us and what we're voting on.
All you're voting on today are the rates that will generate the revenue. The projects that the revenue pay for are individually approved by the council one at a time throughout the fiscal year as contracts put out for bid. They have to be approved by council, authorized by council. So no project in and of itself is inherently part of this process of setting the rates. Only sets what the rate will be in the projects throughout the year come before council.
Thank you for that clarification. And Mayor, may I address a question to our council? This is a second reading today, so technically we would be voting to set the rates. There's now an amendment on the table. If the amendment is adopted by the council, does this go to a final vote next week, or is it your recommendation if there is agreement on the council, that we affix an emergency clause so that the rate can be adopted today?
I believe it would have to go to a vote next week. I'm not sure because of how intertwined it is with the budget that the charter will allow for an emergency clause to be.
And is there, in terms of our budget timeline that we're operating on, is there any problem with voting on the rate next week?
I'm not aware of any. I don't know if OMF or
what.
I don't think there is a problem.
Okay. Thank you. Do you know any, Mr. Schaff?
Yeah, I agree. We'll make it.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Any other discussion? So would you please call the vote on the motion?
On the amendment? Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I appreciate the direction of this amendment with respect to the rate decreasing another 0.5%, and for that purpose, I will support that today. But I guess I do want to say what I said at the outset and what I said a week ago. Well, I appreciate that the Water Bureau has reduced some 34 vacancies down to 25 and 26. I still don't understand why the Bureau needs that meeting, especially in light of the fact that all other bureaus have significantly reduced their vacancies in order to get the mayor's proposed budget to the point it's at today. So I'm going to be thinking about that between now and next week. Aye.
Excuse me, Leonard?
So let me address that last part. The Water Bureau is a bureau that's supported by the revenue it gets, just like the Bureau of Environmental Services and just like the Bureau of Development Services. It is not a general fund bureau. General fund bureaus, we normally set aside dollars at the beginning of the year for the operations, say, of the police bureau. And those budgets are funded, and we can predict those positions will be funded throughout the fiscal year. Last year, when our budget was set at the Water Bureau, we immediately began recognizing that people were using less water, that the amount of water we were selling decreased, so we quit hiring people, because we didn't have the money to pay people. We weren't collecting money and then leaving positions vacant and using the money for something else. The money didn't exist to pay people, so as vacancies occurred and we saw our revenue was decreasing, we kept the positions vacant. That's information that has been available throughout these proceedings that has been discussed, talked about publicly, but again, I don't like the perception or the comment somehow suggesting that the Water Bureau has vacancies that they use the money for purposes that weren't budgeted. That is not true. If we had kept people in positions that we didn't have money to pay them for, we would have been running at a deficit, and that's not allowed under the state constitution. So the Water Bureau, in fact, has been operating in an exemplary professional manner, managing its resources wisely and contracting when it needs to contract, and hires people when the demand increases and the revenue comes in that allows us to hire people.
Fritz.
I certainly appreciate Commissioner Leonard and Director Schaff and David Hassan for answering my questions. I believe that the rate should be even lower. 4.9 of the rate increase, which is now the majority of the rate increase, is due to catching up on deferred rates from 2006 to 2009. And so that is an issue. We have been building back the reserves, which I'm glad to see. I think I believe that it could have been lower. No.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Adams.
A lot was said today. Some of it was very compelling. Other pieces of it simply don't track with facts that you can get on line. New York City does not have a waiver. They've gotten a delay.
28 years.
We're all pursuing waivers. We have in the past. We've been successful. I haven't heard anyone state the success that we have had in filtration and everything else. And this council has worked really hard to, we're not voting today on anything that would chemically treat. So we've done a lot over the years to keep what we agree is a unique and valuable asset for the city of Portland. This Bull Run water is very precious. We're not pursuing drinking out of the Columbia. We're not pursuing privatization. You know, there's a lot being said here that I really encourage you to look at the record. And we need your help. There's no question about it. And many of you in the room have been very helpful in helping us get regulatory relief, and we need it again. But it has to be done on a fact-based manner. And if they're going to trust us, the city, to do this kind of work, having folks come in and say things like, we're going to be drinking out of the Columbia is just, it's not credible, it's not true, and it undermines our collective ability and effort to get regulatory relief. So, encourage you to get the facts. We can agree, disagree on the facts. We all agree that Bull Run is a really precious and wonderful resource. And this is not a fast track as the exchange between Commissioner Fish and Commissioner Leonard talked about. Those, we will have a work session. We will vote on those individually as they come forward. And that's the way it should be. We need, and we will continue to do everything we can to protect the Bull Run. Aye. Can you please read the title for item number five?
That's the amendment.
That's the amendment.
We have to vote on the actual motion.
No, it's next second week.
Second
week. Awesome.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's all right. Can you please read the title for item number 575?
Revised transportation fees, rates, and charges for fiscal year 2012 to 2013 and fix an effective date. Allow for the disposition of asphalt, concrete, rock, dirt, and leaves and establish a rate setting authority and amend city owned parking garages rules of conduct and establish rate setting authority. Fish.
Aye.
Sussman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
In the future, I will do more to make sure that neighbors are involved, are aware of some of these charges and fees into the area parking permits. I thank Alyssa Mahar, Catherine Charlo, and the mayor's office, as well as PBOT staff, for assisting my office in getting our questions answered concerning those two cases. Aye.
Adams.
Aye. All right, we are adjourned.
All right, hang on here just a second.
You're so popular today, right?